I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
You've gone to the movie theater to get takeout?
This is another thing that people
Hold on. People do this.
What? Well,
yes. Why? Because of the butter?
Because it's movie theater popcorn.
But you could get movie theater popcorn in the grocery store.
No, that's grocery store popcorn.
Popcorn is not different enough that it's worth going and getting movie theater
it
popcorn.
It certainly is. You're not living until you're going into the movie theater, getting popcorn, and going home. Why do you think they sell it before you have to go into the theater? Why do they sell it where the general public can just walk in and buy treats? Why is it there
That's a coincidence. They didn't put that out there.
Is that true? If that's a coincidence, where do I buy food at a Sabres game? After the ticketed portion. Where do I buy food at the airport? After the ticketed portion.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know, as I'm listening to that open, I have the thought, as someone that traveled last week, have you ever had a good airport meal in your life?
Yes.
Yes?
Absolutely, I have.
Definitely?
100%. Yes.
But, I mean, I'm not gonna what if I go to Great? If I go to a Great airport meal,
what,
still
I
mean, yes?
Define Great. I will tell you, I can't think of a specific airport and say that one time I went to this airport. I've traveled enough, though, in my life to say, like, oh, yeah, that hit. I needed that. That was good.
Okay. I feel like I'm always let down or always disappointed some way. Maybe my expectations.
Visit different airports.
Or that, right. Maybe, that's right. Maybe I got to know which airports are good and which aren't. Or maybe my expectations are just too high. It's also possible.
I guess. I think having a good, you know, if you have a nice layover, I look forward to just kind of just saddling up at a nice airport bar / restaurant, chilling out. I'm a people watcher. I like to watch the people going by, try to figure out, oh, I wonder where that person's going today and what they're doing.
Yeah.
Based on how they're walking and what they're dressed. Are they running through the airport and, you know, are they dressed in a nice tie or are they just like kind of casual? Like, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, that guy's on a business trip. This guy's the guy with the Hawaiian shirt. He's definitely going somewhere warm. Yeah, you can figure that out. Yeah,
that dude's waiting for his golf clubs at the next stop.
Yes,
you know?
That's right. Definitely the airport beer is definitely, you know, sitting at the bar during your layover. That's definitely top notch, no doubt. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio, good morning. Good morning to the chat, by the way, in the bullpen on YouTube. And we've got our leaderboard back. Groby in first place right now.
No idea. There was a lot of controversy yesterday about how this thing is done. And we are not the arbiters here, I don't think. So.
What I was going to ask is, Owen, do we know, like, was there a winner yesterday?
I'm not sure that there was an overall final tally winner. I know that AC was up there all day. Groovy's always in there first. I think he gets the first message in, so
okay.
He gets to be number one for the start of the day. He was hanging around it all day.
All right. Well, I don't know. Nick and DePew just took the lead.
Nick and DePew is
it's
always
like a horse race.
Always going hard in there. But I did a little research. It's in the beta phase. We have early access here because we're we're YouTube stars here at WGR. So we got early access to this program. So it's a little iffy as of now, but we should be getting it really rolling pretty soon.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on it.
I got accused of kind of getting in and helping myself earn points. I'm like, I don't even know how this thing works. I'm just saying hi to some of you.
Yeah, right.
And I got points by just chiming in and being nice.
Yeah, because I think that's all it is right now. I think.
Yeah, it's just if you send messages in the chat or if you send sticker, there's a lot of stuff you can do on YouTube, but stickers and talking on YouTube, it all gets you points. But just sending a message, Sal, like you said, that'll get you up on that leaderboard.
Yeah. The chat seems to like my shirt a lot. I'm wearing a...
I love it, too. I noticed it.
I'm wearing a Rich Stadium shirt today, which, I don't know when we... What do you call it? I just call it the stadium. Like, the current, Highmark Stadium. Like, if I'm just referring to it in passing, with a buddy or whatever, and I'm going to the game today. I'm going to the stadium. I just say the stadium. When we look back on, because, if I talk about Sabre games of old in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, where were those games? They were at the Odd. That's just the Buffalo Memorial Auditorium, but what would someone say? They would say, that game was at the Odd. We're going to have the new stadium, which is also going to be called Highmark Stadium, so that'll be new Highmark Stadium. But Sal, when people refer back to the old stadium, is that maybe going to be how they phrase it, just the old stadium? Or will they say will they say Rich Stadium? Will they say the Ralph? How are you going to refer to it?
There are people who still call it Rich Stadium. There are people who still call it the Ralph. I think in general, when you go to the new stadium, people would say the old stadium because it's going to have the same name.
Right.
I think if you had a cool nickname, for example... People still say the old Rock Pile. I mean,
yes, yes.
They haven't played there since the very, very early 1970s. But people still say the old Rock Pile because it had a cool nickname. The Odd was short for the Auditorium, right? Memorial Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
But because this one doesn't have a cool nickname, because of the name Rich Products, they bought the naming rights, Rich Stadium. That's kind of the coolest nickname because it sounds like a nickname, even though it's a sponsor name. Whereas Highmark Stadium is a sponsor name, and I think, to me, I try to say it and refer to it always as by its proper name because that's my job when I'm doing a report. It's Highmark Stadium.
Sure.
But I think that when you move into the new Highmark Stadium, people will say, yeah, back at the old stadium.
Yeah, I think that's probably just what it's going to be. And it also will depend. It'll depend on your generation. I'm wearing this Rich Stadium shirt right now, but I was 2 years old when the stadium stopped being called Rich Stadium. So it might just depend on what it was when you were growing up as a Bills fan, right? I'm a drought era kid, so for me it was always the Ralph. So I might say the Ralph, whereas, you might say Rich Stadium, someone else might say Rich Stadium, someone might say the old stadium. I'm curious how that'll play out.
So I played a game there in high school. And I never refer to playing at Highmark Stadium or the Ralph. I always say I played at Rich Stadium, even though it's not Rich Stadium anymore, right? Because it was back then. I don't know if that's proper.
But I know why. Right, that's what you would do instinctually. I didn't get into the game, actually, so I don't know if I can really say it. I dressed for a game that was at the Ralph, because it was Ralph Wilson Stadium when that game took place in my senior year of high school. So... Right, it would depend what time it was of the year also. Go ahead. You want me to go?
I want to ask you a question. All right, so I want to ask you about the Sabres, because this discussion reminds me of the arena they're currently playing in. When it was constructed, it was originally known as, it was never an official name, I don't think, when it opened, Crossroads Arena, because of where it is, downtown.
Uh-huh.
The first name was Marine Midland Arena. Then HSBC Arena, then First Niagara Center, now KeyBank Center. How do you refer to it?
The arena. to cop out, the arena. KeyBank Center. Yeah, I would say KeyBank Center, but, that's interesting because when they're good, In fact, I believe the last time they made the playoffs, it was HSBC Arena. But I can't, like, I just said those letters in that phrase, and I'm not sure the last time HSBC Arena came out of my mouth. You know, like, I would never call it that, maybe because it's, that's what's so interesting about Rich Stadium. It was also 25 years that people will still call it Rich Stadium, but maybe it's the lettering of it. I don't know. I don't know why I wouldn't have said, oh, the old HSBC Arena or what, you know. I don't see myself ever saying it that way.
Crossroads Arena was a cool name. Never really was the official name, but that's what it was called while it was under construction.
Crossroads Arena. And by the time they opened, they were Marine Midland Arena.
Yes.
And that wasn't long, right? I don't know. I'd have to look.
For Marine Midland?
Yeah.
Marine Midland lasted 4 years.
Okay.
And then HSBC for 11 years. First Niagara Center for 5. And then for the last, I guess it would be 9 years now, it's KeyBank Center.
Gotcha. Well, the new stadium is popping up. I drive by it on my way to golf a lot. And, like, you see it from a distance, you know, what before you get to the 219, you know, driving down towards Orchard Park. The new stadium is really coming up. They're starting to work on the exterior of it and the seats. They've got a couple of seats in there, of course, so progress continues there. So last night, before we get into some football topics, because the Dolphins are doing weird things and the Steelers, there's some interesting things going on, and we'll have a Steelers guest a little bit later on this morning. Christopher Carter, Locked On Steelers, we had him on the show before. Great guest. We'll have him on at 9 o'clock. Last night we get confirmation. We are getting our Stanley Cup final rematch, Oilers and Panthers. Happy? Happy with that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would say going into the season, that's my preferred outcome. It wouldn't be. But I think since we got here, once we got at least to the final four, maybe even the final eight, it was kind of what I was rooting for. I didn't like the other options, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
So I think, you know, to get to this point, for that, but from a hockey standpoint, I think it's a good final. I think it's good storylines. I think anytime you have McDavid trying to get his first cup, I think it's a good storyline now because they haven't been able to win it. Mm-hmm. I think Florida's a good story because they're trying to repeat and they have, you know, this really interesting team that, you know, has had to kind of get here through a different way maybe this year. I think from a hockey standpoint, it's a good final.
Okay. I agree. I think it's the best potential series entertainment wise in that, and then on top of it all the potential stories that you have for it. And listen, McDavid trying to win a cup, he is like, I think, unless I'm missing somebody else, the three athletes in sports right now that need, like, gotta win because they are that good and they should win, to me are Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Connor McDavid.
Agreed.
Those are the three. So one of those guys, I like to see those guys winning. I feel like everyone that you know is good enough to win, good enough that they should win, you want to see them get one. And all those guys are still in their 20s, so it's not like they're at the end of their careers. But I would like to see McDavid get one for sure. And then the other, go ahead, unless you got
something
else.
Somebody told me that, and I don't know, I have to look up. I think I tried to look it up the other day. I think it might be pretty, I think it's accurate, but the average age, of the Super Bowl winning quarterback throughout history is 29. Josh Allen's 29 this year.
Okay. The average age of the Super Bowl winning quarterback is 29 all time.
I have to go and look to see if that's accurate. Maybe somebody in the bullpen can kind of do the research here as we're talking through it, but that's
that
what somebody
right.
had told me, and it sounds right. Not the average age of the first time winner, that would be younger. But overall, of every winner. Now, you have to understand that Tom Brady throws that a little bit in whack because he won at older ages.
Right. He won at 40, right?
Right. At an older age, at least, yes.
He won at 40. I mean, if you look back...
So, I mean, how many... Well, Brady won at 40, and then, I guess in his 30s, he also won. So, a little bit older. But there's been younger guys, too, so it all balances out. It makes sense.
Yeah, if you look back on the last 10 years, I don't have their ages in front of me, but we can kind of remember this as I look back. The age, it is pretty balanced, I think. Jalen Hurts is in his 20s. He wins last year. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes, back-to-back before that, is in his 20s when he wins. And then before that is Matthew Stafford, who is, I mean, he's 37 now. So what is he then? Is he 33 when he wins? 34? Then you have Brady at 40. Then you have Mahomes, who is early 20s at that point. Mm-hmm. Brady again, old. Foles, how old is Foles? He's got to be 30 when he wins, right? I think.
Yeah, Nick Foles is, what year was that he won? 2016?
2017. That was the, it was the year. The year was 2017.
Right now he's 36.
Okay.
He was 28.
He's only 36. Really? Okay, so I guess he was below the average then. Then Brady again. So
not knowing not going by the exact birth dates of these guys, sure, to be honest with you. Like, he was born on January 20th. He might have just turned 29, actually.
Then you have a 3-year period that inflates the age, which goes Brady, Manning, Brady. And Manning at the end, Brady. It's Brady's fault. It should be younger. Brady won. I mean, it really is interesting. You look at his. I did not plan on talking any Tom Brady at the top of this show, but here we are. It is amazing to tell that he went, you know, for winning seven, he went a decade without winning one, right? Like,
that's correct. Yeah.
He won his third Super Bowl at 27. He won his fourth Super Bowl at 37. So, four Super Bowls past the age of 37. You know, not to compare Josh Allen to Tom Brady here. They're very different quarterbacks, and one of them is the most accomplished quarterback of all time. But that's Allen's the different specimen. He wins with athleticism as much as he does with his arm. So, very different than Brady, I know. But you don't want to just feel like, well, the clock is ticking, but I don't have this anxiety like, oh, Josh Allen's got to win it this year or in the next 2 years, or I'm never going to get one. I think this is the best chance for them to get one while he's at this age where he can still jump over people. But yeah, look at Brady. Brady got to 37, and then he popped four off after that. And there's Elway examples, and there's a lot of examples of guys winning after they're like 30, 32, 33 years old.
I think Manning was kind of in the sweet spot. Eli, even Peyton, right? A little older for Peyton Manning. Maybe Drew Brees a little older than that. So, yeah, you could get a few guys that got it a little bit when they were in their 30s.
Yeah, Peyton Manning's first Super Bowl. What age do you think he was when he won his first Super Bowl? He was
29 or 30, I would say.
He was 30. He was 30.
There you go.
And Allen will be 30 next year. Like, go next
May. Not yet, right. And I think Eli probably bridged the gap. Maybe he was one before his 30th and then one after his 30th, somewhere in there.
Yeah, that's probably right. And by the way, this all started with, you know, McDavid and, you know, the idea that he should win one. He's also not at an age where, like, oh, it's got to happen now for him. How often do you think about hockey players in this respect, though? Like, it's much more a basketball thing. I think, like, rings culture, and we're just counting how many you got. Like, in basketball, I know how many everybody's got. You know, like, it's like off the top of my head. Like, I know Jordan has 6. I know Russell has 11. I know LeBron has 4. Kobe has 5, right? Like, Shaq has 4. Like, that, I think that is quicker to get to in basketball just because that's how that sport is talked about. Hockey's really not that way, but doesn't it also feel like maybe part of that is everybody in hockey that should get one usually does? So maybe that's why we don't do it as much? I don't know.
For me, it's probably because I think of teams in this regard that I associate the player with the teams. So when I think about, like, when I think about Wayne Gretzky, like, I don't think about how many cups he had. I think about the Edmonton teams he was on and how many cups they had, right? Like, they go, this is, so when I was, the first dynasty I ever remember is the Islanders, okay? That's the first dynasty in sports I ever remember. They were 4 straight cups, they won, and then they go to a fifth, Joe. They went to a fifth straight cup, and they lose to the Oilers. It was like this year, actually. It really reminds me, to be honest with you, I'm a little nostalgic about this cup because it does remind me of Islanders-Oilers in the 80s. In the 1980s, the Islanders won 4 in a row. Their last one of that 4 was against the Oilers. They rematched the next year, but the Oilers flipped the script and beat them. So they had the rematch, but the Oilers won. In this case, I'm thinking, is this going to happen again? Mm-hmm. Where the Panthers have the Oilers, they beat them, they go back, but now the Oilers beat the Panthers. And I think about that. So for Gretzky, I think, okay, they go and they lose that one, but then they win 3 straight, right? So, you know, is that, to me, that's a, you know, like how I associate with Gretzky. I think about Messier for this. And then he goes and they wins one with the Rangers. I don't think about how many each guy has, but I think about that guy being the catalyst for these great teams that they had.
Right. Yeah, you kind of got to think about it for a second to get to the number. Because you're right, I do the same thing. And that is much more, I mean, it's, you know, whenever you see the memes this time of year on social media about, you know, hockey players in the playoffs and who gets the cup first, right? Like, it is very much about the team more than it is. I mean, basketball is a much more individual sport because one guy can sometimes make a team amazing by himself. And in hockey, you can't do that. So that's a part of it, too. It's the cultures of the sports. McDavid, I wonder if he, you know, he could very well win this series, and they have a very good chance to do it. They look great in that Dallas series. If their goaltending holds together, then I think they've got a real shot of beating the Panthers. So this has not been like a criticism he's been getting recently. Again, he's not even 30 years old yet. McDavid is 28. But he's been definitively the best player in the world for pretty much a decade now. Like 8, 9, 10 years. He's been in the league for 10 years. He's been the best player in the world for maybe 9 of them. And he hasn't won the cup yet. And I do wonder if he goes longer into his career without winning one, if like how that will be discussed, how that will be, you know, talked about. Because again, like in hockey, Ovechkin was this a little bit. And by the way, there's news on him that the Capitals sent out to their season ticket holders, I guess, that this is going to be his final season. But,
oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, yesterday they sent that in a letter. I don't think they've announced that officially, but they told their season ticket holders, hey, this is Ovechkin's last year. And what I remember about Ovechkin is he got a little of this because he was the best goal scorer in the world and was right there with Crosby as the two best players in the league, face of the league. And he wasn't even getting to the finals. He wasn't getting as close as McDavid is now. And there was some criticism for him about that, about our, you know, leadership and effort. And some of those were maybe fair for him at the time. But he got there and won his cup. And Crosby won his cups. And I think a lot of the, you mentioned Gretzky. Gretzky won so early and Messier won his cups. And I don't really think of the list of hockey players, the legends of the game that, you know, oh man, who's the Marino? Who's the Dan Marino? Like the all-time great that just didn't win one. Like I feel like maybe in hockey more than other sports, those guys end up getting there some way or another, which is interesting because it's more of a team sport.
I think the comparison for McDavid is LeBron at this point in his career.
Ooh, that's
LeBron
good.
LeBron James was clearly the best player, right? He was there, and he got to two finals, and he lost. He got to one with Cleveland, right? Before, and they lost.
He did.
And then he got to one with the Heat, and they lost before he won one with the Heat. And he won one with the Heat when he was 28, I believe. And that's what McDavid's age is right now. I think this is exactly the comparison for McDavid.
That's actually a really good one. I like that a lot. And he, again, like the difference between basketball and hockey, he was blasted for not winning.
Right.
He was blasted exactly for not winning a title. He was, you know, there really are a lot of similarities there because they both came into the leagues with this insane amount of hype, right?
Yes.
LeBron was the next Jordan and McDavid was the next Gretzky, right?
Yep.
And you're right. Like, so LeBron doesn't win his first NBA title until his ninth year in the league. He was 27 years old. He came in the league when he was 18. So
Ninth year
in the league.
He has 7 years in Cleveland, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Goes to Miami, does not win the title. They lose in the finals. Then he wins it in his ninth year in the league.
Right. That's right. But he then gets there, and then it could, like, that dies off. Like, he did the thing that you were supposed to do. He did it with a super team, so there was always a little more, you know,
right,
debate about him than there would be with McDavid. But I'll be rooting for him because of, you know, I don't want to see him be a lightning rod at some point in the future for man, this is the best guy that never won one. You know, where's the cup? Where's the hardware? He's made it to the finals so twice. So he buys himself, I think, a lot with that, even on its own. But also that, you know, I do think back to, I mean, this is different for people that went down to see him, but when the Sabres were tanking in 2015, 10 years ago now, and even the year before that, me and friends would drive down to see him in Erie. Malt all the time. Like, we probably went down 7-8 times. And that was cool because he was... The hype matched how good, like, you got to go see this guy in Erie. It's an hour and a half drive. Go down, watch him. And then you go watch him and like, oh, I've got to come back. This guy's the best player I've ever seen in my life, at least for who he was playing against. And he's lived up to every bit of that hype, which I think is pretty cool. So for me, I have kind of a personal reason why I'll be rooting for him to kind of, you know, like, I saw that guy when he was 16 years old playing in Erie, Pennsylvania. Like, let's see him go win, you know, a bunch of cups. I'm into that. Rooting for
I also kind of would like to see him win more than Jack when it's all said and done, to be quite honest with you.
I didn't think of that, but it is 1-0 Jack right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I like that too. 803-0550 is the phone number. The finals are set. We'll get to some football when we come back. I want to ask Sal, what are the Dolphins doing? Because they have gotten rid of some veterans this offseason. They're going to get rid of another one in Jalen Ramsey, I think, because they've kind of already announced it. And now they are talking about trading their best tight end. We'll get to the Dolphins a little bit. There's good Steelers topics to get to. We have a Steelers guest coming up at 9 with Christopher Carter. So plenty of time for your phone calls. What are the Dolphins doing? I want to get to that a little bit when we return. As Oilers and Panthers is the Stanley Cup final match, and we've got a extended series now between the Knicks and the Pacers with the Knicks winning last night. It's a Friday. It's beautiful out right now. Hopefully that holds, and we're heading into the weekend. So stay tuned and jump in if you would like. It's Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio. Jeremy White is off today here on WGR.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
chance at front. Knocked away by the spin. Scores! They've got another. And it's Jeff Skinner with his first Stanley Cup playoff goal.
Jeff Skinner, point per game player in the playoffs. He should retire now. 2 points in two games. Can't beat that. Cool to see him get back in there. I always loved Jeff Skinner. There was a Sportsnet had a tweet. You love to see it. I hadn't even seen the goal yet. All I saw was just Jeff Skinner smiling, which might just be his Sabre legacy was. One of the top five smiles in Buffalo sports history, maybe. Jeff Skinner. Huh. He was always smiling.
We always get connected with our fans. We appreciate that. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. I knew it, and someone caught it, and I appreciate it. I knew it when I said it, that I'd screwed it up a little bit. I said that the Oilers rematched with the Islanders rematched with the Oilers.
Yeah.
And they beat them for their last cup, fourth and final of that dynasty. And then I said the Oilers went on, they beat them the next year, and then two more. But the Oilers never won three straight, and someone caught it. Thank you. Classic Buffalo Sports Videos texts me or tweets me, and I appreciate the corrections. I knew it when I said it. They had won two. They went to three. They won the two. Then the next year, they didn't make it because the Flames beat them.
Uh-huh.
And the Canadians win the cup, and then the Oilers won. Oilers won 3 of 4. They went to 4 of 5. They never won 3 in a row, though.
Okay. I knew they had won 4 of 5. I guess didn't realize that that didn't include winning 3 in a row, though. So
they went to 4 of 5. They won 3 in a row, and then I think they won back-to-back again. You're right, Joe. I have to go back and look, but you're right. And that was, that's right, after they had traded Gretzky.
They won.
Because Gretzky wasn't a part of that last one you're talking about there.
Right, so Messier won the cup with the Rangers, but he also won with Edmonton after Gretzky was traded.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Which is pretty crazy.
Messier, you think about that. That's incredible, right, for him and his legacy and what he did, the kind of player he was. But thank you very much. That's right. There was this whole run back in the 80s, Joe, when I was growing up. It was kind of like the teams that won were always the same teams a lot in sports.
Yeah.
You had these runs of Islanders, Oilers, even like the Calgary Flames and Montreal Canadiens. There were always these teams that were always making it. And then you got the Bruins involved. In basketball, it was always Lakers and Celtics, right? I mean, it was just like these teams that were, and every once in a while you'd throw in a Sixers,
mm-hmm.
right? Something like that. But it was this run in sports of teams like that. In football, it was the same thing. It was the 49ers, the Raiders, the Washington Redskins. Like, you only had groups of teams that kind of won in these sports outside of a few years here or there. Throughout the 1980s when I was growing up, really, and into the 90s, to be honest with you. And then I think we got to get a little bit more kind of diversity. You still see, back-to-back teams and teams that go to 3 out of 4 or whatever. We're seeing it now in mm-hmm. hockey. But really, the 80s was all about a bunch of, I'm not going to even call it dynasties, it wasn't that, but it was like the same grouping of teams that always went.
It's kind of interesting that even is still true to a degree. Not to that degree. I mean, right, the 80s, it was like a couple teams. But for a sport with all this parity, that's often a point I make about the Sabres missing the playoffs 14 years in a row. It's more incredible in any NHL to do that because there's more parity in the NHL. And I do think there is more. But even within that, Florida's made the finals 3 years in a row. And before that, Tampa made the finals 3 years in a row. And a couple years before that, the Penguins won back-to-back. And the Blackhawks won 3 of 4 or 3 of 5 or
right.
whatever, right? And the Kings
right.
won 2 of 3. You do get in the NHL still like a lot of the same teams that go. Not 5 in a row maybe, but you get 2 teams in the Eastern Conference in the last 6 years.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you made the point yesterday, and they were talking about this last night, that pretty much the state of Florida has just dominated the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
At least as far as teams showing up out of the Eastern Conference. It's Florida, Tampa, Tampa, Tampa.
Yeah, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Paul Bissonnette, I think, got in, I don't want to say hot water, but he sparked some debate yesterday because he said on the TNT broadcast that he thinks in the next NHL CBA they need to do something about Florida state taxes with players.
Yeah, I mean, that's not happening. I mean,
it's not happening.
I don't think, yeah.
What, are you going to have a different salary cap for different teams dependent on how the state tax laws are in that state? Like, I just think you're getting too complicated. I do think there is some impact. I think you do get some guys that might stay on a hometown discount more likely because of that. But I don't think the impact is nearly large enough to warrant what Bissonnette said last night, which is we need to redo how we do the salary cap, because in Florida and in Washington, you know, it's different than it is in New York State. I wouldn't do that.
I mean, Canada falls into this too, right? You talk about Canada and, you know, how you get paid in U.S. dollars, and at different times what the difference is between Canadian and U.S. dollars. They talk about things like that. But look, I mean, this is something that happens obviously in life, we talk about with different taxes and businesses. Think about also what's happened with stadiums and building stadiums and teams, and all the teams have kind of left California or moved because of the different tax structures out there and the stadiums that they're trying to build or not build. And not to go down that rabbit hole, but I don't think you just can't all of a sudden create, I could never see it at least, the NHL doing something like that simply because of the Florida situation. I mean, Joe, we talked about it yesterday where, like, it hasn't really mattered that much in sports. Is that the reason why the Lightning and the Panthers have won? Like, if Paul Bissonnette is saying that, I said it yesterday, I disagree with that. Look how these teams have been built. They're not going out and getting all of these free agents for high-priced dollars because there's less state income tax. They're building their teams through trades and drafts.
Right. They are. And maybe they're keeping it together a little better than others are, but that's after they've already built teams and have already made it to the final. It'll become more of a debate if they're able to keep Sam Bennett. If they're able to keep Sam Bennett this summer, then it'll be, oh, there it is. He's only making $7 million here. He might have been able to get $8.5 million out here, and you're getting to keep him because you're Florida, and he doesn't get taxed down there, which doesn't even have to be, as I said yesterday, like, it doesn't even have to be why he would take the hometown discount. He might just want to keep going to Stanley Cup Final and love the group, right?
How about in New York here? Like, we get Kevin Adams talks about, you know, the palm trees and taxes, and again, that's kind of right based on taxes. But the Buffalo Bills deal with the exact same thing. They play in a state that has a pretty high tax rate compared to the rest of the country, and yet here they are signing a lot of guys to extensions. Right? It's not like you're watching these guys walk out the door. We had a guy call yesterday who basically said, you need to pay James Cook because that's what they do. And he said something about letting guys leave. That's just not true. Like, the Bills actually sign far more players to extensions, probably, I would think, if you look at the data, than most teams in the league. Some people say they sign these guys too early. Dawson Knox has got his extension in maybe too much money, or Tyler Bass. You could make those arguments. Like, the Bills have not been a team that suddenly you watch guys leave because, oh my God, they can't stay here because they're going somewhere else because of taxes, or they just want to, just because of the natural flow of NFL free agency. The Bills have actually been quite the opposite. The Bills have actually kept their talent. They've, for the most part, retained players and signed them to extensions, including five players, including Josh Allen, this offseason.
Yeah. Thank you to... I lost who sent it to me. But a couple of years ago, I'll go get that. February of 2023, maybe you'll remember this, Jordan Poyer made a comment that said he wants to play in a state that doesn't take half my money. And then a couple months later, he re-signed with the Buffalo Bills.
Exactly.
So maybe I'm sure they care about it, but maybe sometimes not enough to actually act on it. 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll get to the Dolphins, by the way. I want to get to that. We'll do that at 7. Rich in Lakeview, though, has got a thought on the final. What's up, Rich?
You know what? You guys brought up a great point. It isn't taxes. It isn't palm trees. Kevin Adams should sell to players. Listen, you sign with us. When we get rid of you, you will win a Stanley Cup. Because now we live in a world where Jeff Skinner is four games away from winning a Stanley Cup. You know, the parade, the litany of leave the Sabres, somehow you hit the magic scratch-off lottery to get and be a Stanley Cup champion. Where it's O'Reilly, is it Reinhardt, is it, Eichel doing whatever. I mean, I saw that yesterday. I knew he was going to score. I just wish I had the wherewithal when I saw he was going to Edmonton to put some sports betting money on it, because it's almost a lock. So, I mean, we live in a world with that. Second thing I wanted to say, and we're talking about who's the Marino of this generation. It's got to be Josh Allen, because Jim Kelly was Mahomes, but instead of the Super Bowl, was the AFC Championship. I mean, it's just two guys that are equally as good, different talent sets, doing whatever, but there's a roadblock when they get in the way. And that was a great battle because, I mean, you know, Sal, you were around with that stuff. It was great that the Bills won, but those were epic battles because you never know who was going to come out on that. It was a great rivalry, and I think that's as close as we had back in the 90s. I mean, you had your Peyton and Toms and stuff, but locally that was for it. And before,
yeah, I would say the only difference is, though, obviously, Marino never had the stigma of that kind of thing, and even in his own career, because he actually got to a Super Bowl early in his career. Like, Marino got to a Super Bowl the first year as a starter, so that kind of never stuck with him. If you get to one early, or if you get to one early, especially if you win one early, people don't talk about you the same way versus if you don't get one till later. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. And listen, I think it's great considering the Buffalo Bills of the 90s without social media. Josh Allen's getting married this weekend, and it's almost a non-story in Buffalo. Remember when Jim Kelly was married? It was a coronation. It was, you know, the Connecticut Street Armory. It's like, oh, yeah, they're going to the Justice of the Peace and some vineyard doing whatever. I mean, I know there's a buzz around the team, but that's where I can't see that. There's no way the Bills are liking Hard Knocks because they are one, and I think it's great. They control. They are aware of what gets out to the media. They're very good with this, and I don't know. I mean, I think it's great. I thought if Josh ever got married, some personal thing, I think people respect his privacy, his people, and the people as they go about, but like, I thought it would be bigger. I just remember the Jim Kelly stuff. And, I mean, you guys are great with it. The way the media covers it is different. But, wow, I thought it was going to be a bigger deal. And I'm sure internally it is. But for the community that absolutely loved this guy and really took in his family and everything like that, I just wish the couple their best.
Thanks, Rich, for the call. I do think it's a story. It's just right. Like, they have wanted to keep a lot of it private, which I would probably want to do too if I were him. So I guess I'm not – I wasn't around or don't remember a Jim Kelly wedding. Where was that? What was it? Like in the streets of Buffalo? Like I don't remember or know what that was.
It was, I believe, someone told me the other day, and I don't remember this specifically. Someone told me the other day, like, news stations were live outside the church.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I guess you had to know where the church was though, right? Like – and that's
because it was kind of more publicized. Like everybody, didn't try to keep it under wraps, I guess. You know what I mean?
Sure. And on the Marino thing, sure, Allen and I do think Jackson is with him. Are this generation's Marino if they don't win it though? And Marino didn't win it. I still have a belief that both guys, especially Josh, will win it. You know, like, I would bet that that's still going to happen. If in 10 years they still haven't won or Allen still hasn't won, then I'll be like, okay, yeah, that makes sense to me. But there's still a lot of time to go here at 29 years old. And you're right, Marino made it in his second season, which...
Correct.
You know, that's... You know what that is? You're right, like, it. Even though it's kind of unconscious a little bit, what that is Burrow. Like I just framed that was, well, it's Allen and Jackson are the Marinos now because they haven't won. But there's Burrow sitting there, and I could say the exact same thing about him, but I didn't even think of him, and maybe that's because he made it to a Super Bowl, and that does buy him something in my mind. So that would make sense.
Right. He made it, and they never went back, Marino.
Which is crazy.
And like Tom, I think it was Tom the caller, he said you never knew how those games were going to go. True, I mean, because it was Kelly, Marino, and Shula, and Levy. But honestly, the Bills dominated them. Like, Miami had their share of a few wins, but really, like, the Bills dominated the Dolphins during that time period.
Yes. Marino went 13-17 against the Bills, but looking at his game log very briefly here, it looks like a lot of those 13 wins he had were, like, before Kelly arrives.
Right, and also 0-2 in the playoffs. The Bills beat them twice in the playoffs, including once to go to the Super Bowl.
There you go. So really it's 13-19. And again, I've got like 6-7 of these wins before Kelly was even here. 803-0550 is the phone number. Speaking of the Dolphins, look at that, it's 7. They might be like tearing the team down or like are they trying a culture shift? Like there's some weird roster maneuvering going on with the Dolphins this summer, and it's still going on. So some stuff on them, the Steelers, and a lot more coming your way with Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio here on WGR.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio. Get to some Dolphins talk when we come back. Also, when we come back in the 7 o'clock hour, there is a running back that's about to sign an extension that I think might be a good comparable for James Cook in negotiations, if he is in negotiations with the Bills still. I did put a poll up, though, on our earlier conversation about my question about how you will refer back to Highmark Stadium when the current Highmark Stadium is gone and it becomes the new Highmark Stadium. And this could be skewed young because social media and Twitter is a little more skewed young, but 56% say they will refer back to it as the Ralph. 23% say Rich Stadium. 20% say they'll just say the old stadium. The Ralph, though, I think is more my generation that'll be referring back to it. I don't know. I don't know how it'll go. Final year at the stadium, and I don't know how. I really have no idea how emotional it'll be. Do you think it'll be emotional, Sal, or do you think not because the timing of it'll be such that, like, the final game's probably going to be a playoff game. So that day, unless you think like the final regular season game will be more of this, like I guess I don't know what the feelings will be like when they close down the stadium.
I think it all depends on what the feelings will be like. Will depend on the situation.
Right.
I mean, like, we have this schedule in front of us, right? And the schedule says who they play in the final game at Highmark Stadium, which is the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all thinking they're not playing that game as the final game.
Right.
Like, there's no way. Because if you do, the season's a massive failure. If you don't have a home game after that, something went drastically wrong this year. So I think that how the stadium closes is totally dependent on your emotions, on how the season ends at the stadium, which hopefully is with some sort of championship trophy presentation.
Absolutely. And but even then, maybe I'm wrong about this. If they're the one seed and they win the AFC championship game, you know, like in those moments, this will be me, and I'm sure this will be a lot of people, in those moments where, okay, the clock hits zero and the coaches run on the field and there's a trophy presentation after the fact, like my mind's not going to be going to, wow, this is, look around, this is it. You know, maybe I hope right. to do that, but it'll be, the only thing going through my mind will be, holy crap, the Bills are going to the Super Bowl.
That's exactly right. I agree with you. I think for me the same, except, you know, when you kind of, in our jobs, like I'll go into the tunnel in the locker room and come out and be nostalgic about it, but it'll be more, way more about the Super Bowl. That's why I think, and I think the Bills have struck the right tone on this. When I spoke with Pete Quelly at the owners' meetings, the COO of the team, I think he struck the right tone on this, where he said this season will be about celebrating Highmark Stadium, like the whole season will be.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's right, because what you're saying is right, Joe, which is if you get to the end of the season, if you lose in the playoffs, you're not there sitting there, oh, this is great, look at this stadium, it's done. Yeah. And if you win to go to the Super Bowl, you're also not, because you're celebrating Super Bowl, the AFC Championship. So really what this season is about is taking in those moments when you go in one of these games, maybe it's your last game there, a regular season game, and that's when you're going to have to maybe try to appreciate it.
Definitely. Matt and Cheektowaga, stay and hold through the update and the break. We'll get to you right when we come back. The Dolphins looking to move pieces, and there's a good running back comparable extension candidate that's going on in the league right now that might help James Cook negotiations. So a couple of things to get to when we come back. Jody Biasi and Sal Capaccio here this Friday morning. It's beautiful out, getting you ready for the weekend here on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.